Kunjati Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjati Hari.
Vartitapyam taradhama bhamho dharmena sattvaina ca vartava vartitapye
dharmena sattvaina ca vartitapye
Brahma Bhakti Yatra Yajanti Yajnaya Yajyesharam Yajyesharam Yajya Yatana Vidya Bhaktitabhyam Taradhana Bandho Dhanena Satyena Cha Bhaktitabhye Brahma Bhakti Yatra Yajanti Yajyaya Yajyesharam Yajya Vitana Vidyam Bhaktitabhyam Taradhana Bandho Dhanamena Satyena Cha Bhaktitabhye Mahavate Yatra Yajanti Yajaya Nityesharam Yajya Vitana Yajyam situated in Brahma Abhate, place where sacrifice is performed. Yatra, where? Yajanti, duly performed. Yajanti, by sacrifices or devotional service. Yajya Ishtaram, unto the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. Yajna, sacrifice, vitana, spreading, vidya, experts. Translation. Therefore, O friend of the religion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principles for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of God. Purport. Yajneshvara, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the beneficiary of all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies. Such sacrificial ceremonies are prescribed differently in the scriptures for different ages. In other words, sacrifice means to accept the supremacy of the Lord and thereby perform acts by which the Lord may be satisfied in all respects. The atheists do not believe in the existence of God, and they do not perform any sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord. Any place or country where the supremacy of the Lord is accepted, and thus sacrifice is performed, is called Brahma Bharata. There are different countries in different parts of the world, and each and every country may have different types of sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. But the central point in pleasing him is ascertained in Bhagavatam, and it is truthfulness. The basic principle of religion is truthfulness, and the ultimate goal of all religions is to satisfy the Lord. In this age of Kali, the greatest common formula of sacrifice is Sankirtan Yajna. That is the opinion of the experts who know how to propagate the process of Yajna. Lord Chaitanya preached this method of Yajna, and it is understood from this verse that the sacrificial method of Sankirtan Yajna may be performed anywhere and everywhere in order to drive away the personality of Kali and save human society from falling prey to the influence of the age. Omagana Timananda Shyaganam Janasarakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak Krishna Prina Sundalti Navartatabhyam taradama bandho dharmena satyena chavata satye brahmavatya yatra yajanti yajyai yajyai karam yasvigatana yajyam. Therefore, O friend of the religion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principles for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of God. So here, Prabhupada has brought up most important factors. And of course, this yajna is mentioned several times. Yajna, yajeshwaram, yajna, vitana. You can close that back door. That's okay. We'll look through that. If anyone dies of COVID, we'll rush to your house. So, main idea here is that there's yajna going on, some type of yajna. Many times, Prabhupada was asked, well, so many questions, but he had almost a standard answer or sometimes a variation for different questions. Is yours the only religion? And Prabhupada would say, no, of course not. We don't say ours is the only religion. Anyone can perform yajna or can worship Krishna, worship God, you can have your own name of God. So he would quote various verses about that and say that paradharma means that if you're performing the paradharma, tannama brahanadi be, beginning with the holy name, then you can do that in any place, any time, according to. So we're not fanatic, but we don't see that anyone is doing like that. They do it. They actually do it. Prabhupada even sometimes would praise the Muslims that they are bowing down 5 times a day. And in the morning, I think when he was, especially in Tehran, he heard the call to prayers. Oh, that is nice. They're doing like that. Other things may not approve of, but at least their basic idea is there. And sometimes other religion, any religion, they're performing some type of, has to be some sacrifice. and some tapasya, or else it's not even a religion. Or now we have prosperity religion, where their main preaching is that if you do something, I don't know, worship God, go to church, they preach most of the time that you'll get something. So sometimes Prabhupada would say, when asked one time or several times, what is the most important verse? Then he, apabhargyasya, a dharma, dharmasya apabhargyasya, nartarte opakalpate, nartrasya dharmaikantasya, abayahi smita. That this was the most important verse. Generally that's not taken as the top verse of most important verse. But it is in Prabhupada's mind, because it's teaching that you should not do any dharma to get any material thing. So, apabhargyasya. But it should be for apabharga, liberation from this material world. Kamala bhaihi smitaha. This is the only goal. Kama shinendri priti labo jivatada yavata. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. One should ask about the absolute truth. So generally they're not asking about absolute truth. So on the other side, Prabhupada said that if we get two lines from the Bhagavatam, that Kunti Devi's two lines, that this material world is miserable, klesha, and we have to do all our activities to understand it and get out of it. This way they don't understand. Sometimes Prabhupada said, ordinary farmer, cultivator, he used to call him, cultivator, in India has more knowledge. He'll offer respect. Prabhupada was taking walks several times in Vrindavan, other places. So the local people, they're innocent people, they'll come out and offer pranam. Okay. He said, but if I go in the West, if I go in Europe, if I go in America, I would be shot down. He said. So their religion is like that, everything is for me, mine, and they have no real understanding. Everything is me, I, me, mine. So here Prabhupada brings out that in this age, especially in this age of Kali, the greatest common formula is the Sankirtan Yajna. Yajnar Sankirtana Praya, Yajantihi Sumedita. Those who have this sumedasa, medasa refers to intelligence, brain power, then they'll perform this sankirtan yajna. Or in the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, upamedasa is said there, that etam drishtam avashtabhyanash atman upamedasa. Those who have tiny brains, they don't see what's going on. They're rather ugra karma, they're performing so much ugra karma. Prabhupada is always struggling against this ugra karma. That the scientists, although they may be very intelligent, they don't, somehow or other, they're captured by the material energy. They don't do anything really for good, because they're simply performing their scientific activity for those who are very wealthy, and they have to, even though they've gone to school for so many years to learn so many things, so-called things, then they have to act like sudra. Technically, they should be Brahmins, because they have big intelligence, but because it's misused, a dharma bandhu. So everyone in this category, upamedasha, although highly intelligent, supposedly, duskriti, I mean, Duryodhana also in Bhagavad Gita is highly supposed to be intelligent, but he's duskriti. This adharma bandhu is not only this Kali, that the dharma bandhu is the, but everyone in this age, anityo shodhi maya nashi bhagavata, that Mahaprabhu has come and brought the medicine for this age, which is the hope harina mahamantra lao tu ni maadhi. He is the only friend. I am the only, Ami Bina Bandhu Ar Nahi. Dr. Thakur is speaking in his song that we're looking always for the ultimate friend. Suhridam Sarabhutana Gyatama. Krishna says there in 5th chapter that I am the friend. the benefactor. We're trying to own so many things, but is Krishna is Maheshwaram. Sarva Bhuta Maheshwaram. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. So Maheshwaram, you find many people, they own so many things, they think they're Lord. They've come here for a very short time, they will soon leave, but they're thinking that they have so many things, accumulated so many things. In this way, the adharma is going on. In order to maintain, then there's adharma. Dharma hinena. Without dharma, pashu, one is actually animal. Dvipad pashu, two-legged animal. So in the sixth chapter, also dharma is spoken of there in relation with Ajamil and the conversation of the Vishnu Dutas with the Yama Dutas. Well, there it is said that Yashyanke Adaya, that the general mass of people, Swayam Dharmam Adharmam Va, Nahi Vediyata Poshu, they're not, here it says Vigya, they're experts, but the general mass of people, they're not experts. They don't know what is Dharma Adharma. So the leaders, this Adharma Bandho Kali, he's not a leader. Neither we see too many leaders nowadays. Maybe some trying. It could be. So there in that sixth canto in the maybe second chapter, it says Swayam Dharma Madharma Ba. Nahi Vediyatapati. The loka, the mass of people, they are innocent, Prabhupada said. I've gone to Russia, I've gone to so many places. The mass of people are innocent. But the so-called leaders, they're misleaders. Sometimes Prabhupada was asked, well, why aren't there any good leaders? Because if a good leader comes in, he'll be, you know, somehow, no one will listen, or they'll smash him, they'll kill him, or something. That generally happens if somebody tries like that nowadays, tries to become a good leader. There's no money, because those with the money, they're buying the politicians, the so-called leaders. They own. Mamaham, iti manyate. Everything is mine, even though I'm only a tiny person here temporarily. But there, adharma mando, dharmena hena, patubi samana. Without following the principles of truthfulness, as mentioned here, all the four regular principles of dharma. Dhamam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, also in the sixth canon, described there. Dhamam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. This dharma is coming from Bhagavan, not that you invent your own dharma. Prabhupada was mentioned so many times. So there may be many countries and they're trying to do so many things mentioned here. But specifically the Vidana Vigya, the experts, they're spreading the dharma. So Prabhupada was most expert. Nipuna. The six Goswamis are described Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno. Expert, Nipuna means expert also. Nana Shastra, what did they do? Were they sitting around trying to raise money for their next election and figuring out how to get rid of this guy and propagandizing against his enemies? He is my enemy. No, that's 16th chapter of Gita. He is my enemy. I've killed him or I've destroyed his problem, his family or something. Now, I will get the next guy down. And I will be top dog. This is Svavid Barahostra Karai, philosophy of politics. Dog, Svavid Barahostra, hog, and ass, camel. So Prabhupada sometimes would say, why your Nixon has become president in your country? Because he is the biggest dog. Svavid Barahostra. Nowadays we have bigger dogs, better dogs. Nixon, small time. So many great, great, better dogs than Nixon. He's an insignificant dog. So when the big dog comes in the neighborhood, he barks and other dogs, if he has a big bark, then the other dogs, they probably said, they still bark, but they're retreating. They're barking, but they're going back. So, but they don't perform this yagya, samstuta purusha. Nayat Karna Patopika, Japu Nama. They don't take the holy name. Rather, they want to hear their name, put it everywhere. I elect this person, my name is there. They're spending so much money to put their name out. Natan Nama Grahanadi, Aitavani Valokesna, Pumso Dharma Parasmitaha. The supreme Dharma is this Bhakti Yoga. And what is the main thing mentioned there? Nama Grahanadi, taking the holy name. You can perform all Dharma. When the conversation is going on in the fifth chapter of the third canto, in the beginning there is a very nice Krishna Shana. Vimukasya, that Sudukitasya, Adama Shilasya, Sudukitasya. Those who are Dharma Bandho, they have to suffer also, according to Maitreya Muni, according to Vidura in their conversation. Those who have turned their face away from Krishna. Krishnashan, how does that verse go? Vimukha. But those who are merciful, Vitana, Vigya, they go out to reclaim them. Anugraha, Gena, they go out to give the Dharma. So like these six Goswamis, they're expert. Nana Shastra, what did they do? They spent their time simply studying Shastra, Krishna Kirtana Gana, and chanting the holy name, fully inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nama Sankirtanam Proktam Krishna Shya Prema Sampati. Because by simply taking the name, Prema Sampati, one can attain Prema. That's Sanatana Goswami is telling. Balishtam Sadaram Freshtam. Balishtam Sadaram Freshtam. I mean, the best sadhana is, the strongest sadhana is taking the holy name. Balishtam. And he says, Paramakarsha Mantra Bhat. It's like a magic mantra. Paramakarsha Mantra Bhat. Because it's so powerful, there's no limit. Vachaka, the name, Bhaktivinoda has that song I was just singing, that the Vishram, the resting place for all living entities is the holy name. Nam binakitu nahitoa, chota bhuvanamati. He's giving his song, Udilo Arana. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing in Navadvipa? He's getting up very early and going out and they're chanting. Udilo Arana, Uravabhati. They're taking up the mridangas and cartels and janjia roll, the sound of the wampus, we say. A very sweet sound. And trying to wake everybody up with this holy name. You're wasting your every day is going by, and you're wasting your life. Divani Shihiyadvale, burning in this fire, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is trying to wake everyone up. Fully inspired, Goda Shakti, Sarupai, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is expert giving Narad Muni, he's giving us narration of what Narad Muni is, essence of Narad Muni, Vajayavi, Radhika Ramana Nami. He's chanting the holy name. But Narad Muni himself says in the first canto how Namanyana tasya hatat prapapatan goyani padrani kitani chasmani. Very nice verse there. That he's taking the name of the unlimited. Naman anantasya. He's unlimited. His name is unlimited. Namanyana hatat prapapatan means he has no shame about it. He's not holding back. He's simply giving the holy name everywhere. Super expert. These are our leaders, our actual Dharma Bandho, not a Dharma Bandho. Simply reciting the holy name, and which is the most important dharma in this age. Simply chanting. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was imploring everyone in his song. Kaliku kora mudgara bhava dharam. Harinama mahoshara dana param. This Kali, he compares to a dog also. Kali Kukura, Mukana Babadana. He says the stick we've got to beat back this mood of Kali is the holy name. Harinama Maholkshara. It is the great medicine. Dayadra. He is full of mercy, just like Nitai, he's full of mercy for the fallen living entities. Mahaprabhu, they're simply chanting, please take this name. They're falling down. Haridas Thakur and Nitai, they go out, they knock on doors, they have straw in their teeth. Someone opens the door, they fall down, please chant. They're begging. Begging. And and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given only the 8 prayers. They're all about the holy name. Just see. Cheta Dabanam Arjunam, Bhavmahadavaginam, Shreya Kairava, Chantika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jivanam. Vidyavadu Jivanam means it is the life of transcendental knowledge. Nam Bina Kitu Nahikar Chota Bhuvana. In the 14 worlds, there's nothing else. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Nam Namakari Bahota Nidhisarva Shakti. Therefore, Prabhupada understood this, and it's funny when you think back that Prabhupada came and so many people were gathering around. He was simply chanting, and kind of gradually, depends how you look at it, but he always had this mood, especially if you hear us talking from 66, 7, like that, that something is very important to be done now. Before you die, he was always seeing that these persons could go away, they could die, but he's giving very powerfully this message, and he's sending people out, just go out and chant. We used to chant much more in the old days, because Prabhupada was inspiring people to go out, chant in the street. We used to pack the vans and go out. Still they're doing sometimes. But every day out. I remember being so tired from chanting out in Waikiki, where I'd fall asleep immediately. And even I didn't go out as much. I was doing some artwork. And the people would go out like 8 hours, jumping up and down. And, so you get tired, even if you're young. So, and then, boom, out, asleep. So one should perform this yajna, yajayitam mehu savarna. There's one verse there that given Govinda Kirtina Satang. One chanting of the holy name is not equal to a mountain offering a mountain of gold the size of Mount Meru. Is it? So we know now that Mount Meru is quite big. It's like 80,000 yojanas, which is I think it comes out to almost a million miles. So even if you offer a mountain of gold like that, or if you, if you're out, Prayaga Gangodaka, help of us. If you do austerities at Prayag for millions of years, still it's not insignificant. One who says, Koti Ashtrame, the Ashtamed. We hear about the Ashtamed yajnas that I think she mentioned Pritchard was doing 99 of the Ashtamed yajnas. And Indra became very envious. He wanted, he had done 100. He didn't want anyone to do another 100 as a materialistic mind. So he sent that, he came as a so-called sannyasi. He created also this adharma, or at least part of this adharma. And so, koti ashrame, if one does hundreds, thousands, millions of this ashrame yajnas, it doesn't, if someone thinks that this is equal to chanting the holy name, dande kare jam. Kaviraj Goswami's opinion is he should be punished by Yamaraj. Of course, yeah, generally is thinking that if you do a this type of big yajna can't even be done. I saw some advertisements, I don't know about now, years ago in the Hinduism Today or some Indian newspapers that they were going to perform this this Rajasuya or this. So if you actually know about it, then you think these guys are really stupid. They think they can do that. Rajasuya sacrifice, at least the most detailed we get is in Maharaj Yudhisthira was performing it, and long description of so many things to perform that yajna. They can't even dream, Prabhupada said it. There's no brahmanas, first of all. What to speak of the ghee, oceans of ghee, all the things that were there. I mean, you can read that. It takes a long time. I don't remember every single thing, but I know it cannot be done. So it's kind of ludicrous that someone thinks they can do this type of thing. So somehow or other, they might be pious trying to perform some other type of yajna. Yajna sankirtana prayar. Generally, prayar means mainly we do it. We also have some other sacrifices also we do. Nama, Karana, Krishna Sruv. He is, as it says here, Vigya, Nipuna, expert at those type of things. And we have our brahmanas who can do. In this age, very few people can do. But to do it, as Maharaj Yudhisthira, what to speak of, Prithu Maharaj and Indra, who knows how they're doing. These things cannot be done. The Pastino Dana Paraya Sasvino. Sukadeva Goswami has his prayers. He's explaining it very nicely. Prabhupada singing. The Pastino Dana Paraya Sasvino Manasvino Mantra Vidasu Mangala. Kemam Levindanti Vinayarapanam Shudyanta Tasmai Prabhavishnu. So in Sukadeva Goswami in his prayers, he's describing that those who are doing tapasya, tapasino dhanapara, who give a lot of charity, tons of charity, tapasino dhanapara, manasino, those who are very thoughtful, always thinking, studying, like a gyani manasino. Mantri vidasama, who can chant very nicely, ina, chemam, they won't get the result. Chemam the mindanti. What does, Vishwanath Chakravarti, I was reading yesterday, he describes offering obeisances to so many of his gurus, four or five. Then he finally comes to Shukadev. He said, Shukadev is the eye, the sun of the universe. Shukadev, he praises so much above everybody. He said, Shukadev, this is his final offering to Shukadev Goswami. Of course, he's always offering respects to the acharya. Sometimes he's even demeaning himself very much, Vishwanath Chakravarti, saying that I am a jewel merchant, just like Pankavindra, retired jewel merchant. So I might be dealing with jewels, but I really don't own the jewels. I don't have any knowledge. I'm simply trying to present something. Similarly, Prabhupada would say, I'm simply presenting this. Trinada, peace, and each, you know. So again, Mahaprabhu is giving us that the holy name has all the power of Krishna. Nijas sarva shakti patrapita nimatak smarani nakala tadashitava kripa bhava mamapita daivam. But I'm so unfortunate. Na prema gandoshti. I have no attraction to a holy name. Not even a scent. Ganda. Not even a scent of attraction. Na prema shavanadi bhakti apivayo vatabhaiti. I don't have prema. This is also a statement by Rupa Goswami. Sometimes it says Sanatana Goswami, but Sanatana Goswami is guru of Rupa Goswami. So. Not prema. I don't have any. So same Mahaprabhu is saying, I don't have any attraction for the holy name. Misfortune. Durdhagamit Dilish Mahajani. It is not born. Mahajani Nanuraga. My raga for the holy name is nothing. I have none. But they're chanting. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is chanting every day. He was chanting at least 1 lakh rounds. Same time he was in Dhyana Vigya. Somehow, miraculously, he was spreading. Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs. Still he was Dhyana Vigya. Spreading the holy name, spreading the philosophy. Mahavidvans. The only one in the universe, he could not be enticed by Maya. And one who hears the story of Haridasthakur, how he effortlessly withstood the attractions of Maya and also the prostitute. Then it's Abhanyaya Jainam, that Sejeev Char, one who has no attraction to hear about Thakur Haridas or does not float in the waves of love of God, that Mahaprabhu has expanding this ocean, Vitana, Vigya, he's the ultimate. It says there, Vairagya Vidya Nijabha Shikshakameka Purusha Purana. Shikshakam, he is teaching, he's the final ultimate teacher. Akila Bango, the friend of the universe, not a Dharma Bango. So we don't have, sometimes we take the mind as a friend also. And what does it say? Koryat Karachit. At any time, Nasakya, don't take the mind as a friend. We get our lesson from also Shukadeva Goswami. Brigat Maharaj was asking that he was hearing about Rishabhdev, so he wanted to know, Rishabhdev had all mystic power, but he never exhibited really any mystic power. He simply went like Avadhut naked going, you know. How is that? Oh, Sukadev was explaining that even the greatest personalities can be caught into Maya, caught by Maya. And he gives the example of, well, he says, he gives a tapa aishra, those who are performing the greatest tapasya and are very well-situated, highest entity, including even Lord Shiva. He was attracted by Mohini. So one doesn't make friends with the mind, but he treats it like a wild animal. You know, hunter catches the wild animal. Then still he has to always watch, you know, keeps it in the cage. Any time it may break out of the cage and do anything, a very scary situation. Sometimes the hunters are killed by their... Just, so similarly, trying to capture the mind, when I was in Henry Street, Prabhupada gave lecture, and he was talking in sixth canto also, he was describing that how the mind is controlled, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smarana. Immediately we don't say Smarana, Smarana Vastu, but first is Varanam, Shravanam. To hear Shravana Varanam, to accept, then to accept. You have to hear first. First thing is to hear. And when the hearing goes in, and just like when the flute of Krishna's sound of his flute enters into the gopi's mind like a bird and it doesn't come out of their mind. They're hearing the sound of the flute. So similarly, we always want to hear the sound of Krishna's name. So Narada Muni's chanting this holy name. Mahaprabhu is chanting. All our acharyas there are simply chanting the holy name. This is the yajna. And Krishna is most satisfied by hearing this holy name. Yajna sankirtana. So if we think we're intelligent, then the most intelligent thing to do is take this yajna, which we already do. And so otherwise a dharma is always waiting there in this age. Na dharmam, na dharmam, niruktam kilatku. That Raghunath says, don't do a dharma, don't do ordinary dharma. But Prabhupada gave one, his version, he said, also, yeah, don't do this. Punya, don't do pop. Simply Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, bol, bol. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is imploring people. Chant the name Radha Krishna, bol, bol. And all your dukkha will be finished. He said, I know I have personal experience by chanting. So fully convinced, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he's so convinced that still people are hearing him. 150 years after, we're hearing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's messages again and again and again. He's giving us Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. We have only friend. In fact, Mahaprabhu is, he's quoting Mahaprabhu, I am the friend of all. Suridam Sarabhudama. Suridam, he's the ultimate only friend. We're seeking friends and there's so many that are trying to capture us. Samsara duka jalado patita shakama krodadi nakamakarai kabalita. Prabodhana Saraswati is describing in this age of Kali, Kala Kalira Balina Indriya Vaidhi Vaga Shri Bhakti Magiha Kantika Koki Rupa. Ordinarily in material world, the senses are uncontrolled, the mind is uncontrolled. But in Kali Yuga, it's much worse. He says, Kala Kalira Balina is much stronger, the Maya, because Kali is. But there is the saving grace given in the 11th canto. Kalim Sabaji Antya Gunagya Gunagya Sarabhagina. Kaladoshani Rajanda, this Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad stuff. But the next verse says, Kalim, those who are Sumedasha and intelligent, Sabajan, they worship Kali Yuga. They're happy in Kali Yuga because they're, by chanting, one gets, the last line. Yatra sankirtane naiva sada svarto, beloved. Arto means Arto yam brahma sutra. The value is the Bhagavatam, full value. Even one syllable, nana arta kaya. Kabir Goswami says that by one syllable, one shloka, there's unlimited value. So this is the real value. People are looking for outside. Arta bahya arta. What is that word? Arta bahya. They're looking. Palad Maharaj, what does it say? Andayata andaripumayama. Yeah, they're looking for value outside. But the value is Krishna's in the heart. Evam chitte svatayeva siddha Bhagavan. He's within the heart. He's situated. He's Bhagavan Ananta. He's there. He's unlimited. He's within the heart. Evam chitte svatayeva siddha. He's completely perfect. Bhagavan Ananta. Niyatarto vijayata. And the result is samsara hetu paramascha yatra. Samsara, this material world disappeared. That this holy name is the highest value, is not a material object. And it's very easy, one could perform at any time. What is that other verse? At any time, any place, nakalaha. There's no restriction where you can do. Prabhupada would say you can chant, you're sitting on the bus, you're chanting, you're walking in the street, you're chanting. Doesn't cost anything. You don't need 60 million tons of ghee to perform some yajna. The holy name is always available at any time. Akrishti Krita Chaita Sam. One of the verses that Haridas Thakur spoke, that this holy name, Akrishti Krita Chaita Sam, those who are very intelligent, thoughtful, Krita Chaita Sam, Sumanasam, Uchatanam, Changhasam, they understand that all sinful activity disappears. All adharma disappears when there is the appearance of the holy. Akrishti Krita Chaita Sam Sumasam Chakram Chant Dulava Loka Muka Loka Supa. That only those who cannot speak, they're the only ones. And like I mentioned before, I used to see the brahmachari in the Gaudiya Math. He had beads, even though he was kind of a mute, I don't know, he couldn't hear, so he couldn't speak. He was not educated. Not like Helen Keller, she could learn how to speak or something, but he would just go, and he was chanting, although he wasn't. So even though he was also, you could say, dumb, he couldn't speak, he was also trying to chant. So it's the most attractive thing, quickly, with the chait, the song, or the mind. So, all right, anything else?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a nice class. I would like to just clarify. I would like to just clarify from you. You said one name of Krishna is equivalent to the amount of Mount Meru?
Sumeru Varnam. Yajaitam Varna. If you give a mountain of gold, if you offer a mountain of gold the size of Sumeru, it is not equal to 100th part of chanting one name of Krishna. I don't know where it's from. It's quoted in the first, in Adi Lila.
Oh, thank you. And you said, Koti Ashwamedh Yajna is equivalent to?
You don't need a mask. I can't make out what you're saying here.
Koti Ashwamedh Yajna is equivalent to what?
This is the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
What is it equivalent to?
Oh, was this the Chaitanya Charitamrita class? I forgot. Okay.
Is it equivalent to the name of Krishna? Or?
No, the name is more.
What? No, the Koti Ashtamedh song. If you think that doing million Ashtamedhas is equal to one Ekonam song, to Ekonam. One name, okay. Then you should be punished by Yama.
Oh,
of course.
And you said Sukadeva Goswami was, his last glorification is? Sukadeva Goswami's last glorification, you said, is what?
No, I just said that Vishwanath was glorifying so many acharyas. Finally, he glorified. This is in the beginning of the, because yesterday we were reading about Rath in 1029. So, he is giving his comment, and he's glorifying his different gurus. Finally, he glorified Sukadeva, and he calls him the eye of the universe. The sun. Sometimes the sun is the eye also. Okay?
I was thinking this idea of sacrifice and how Prabhupada said that, you know, all religions, they have some kind of sacrifice that's performed. And I guess sacrifices are also divided into the mode of ignorance and passion and goodness.
Divided into what?
Pardon? Divided into, you know, ignorance and passion and goodness.
Yeah.
So I remember, you know, our family grew up Catholic, and we used to, you know, Lent is a time before Easter, so, you know, you do some sacrifice. So we used
give
to
up
give,
eating steak for one
well,
minute.
We used to
one
give
minute.
Up,
they give up killing cow for one minute.
Well, we used to give up eating any kind of candy for like a month.
Wow.
We were a little kid, that was like a really, of course we had no idea, really, why we were doing it.
No,
you know,
candy,
what I mean?
For a whole month?
For a whole month, we wouldn't eat any candy. I started it, and then my sisters, and they
you
just...
You mean no candy?
No candy.
No candy.
That so
means
that is
no
thing.
Sugar, no cake?
I think
no
cake
ice cream.
Is okay. But,
ice cream's okay.
Anyway,
I like that religion.
It's like we didn't really, you know, we weren't so connected, you know, maybe somewhat, not so connected why we were doing it. Also, like on Fridays, we actually didn't eat any meat ever.
You could eat fish, though.
You could eat fish, right. But you didn't eat any meat. But again, it's just what we did because we were Catholic. We had really no idea why. Still, I don't really know why. It was just a kind of a sacrifice. So I was comparing it with, you know, this whole Dhammadhar month when we say prayers, you know, oh Lord, you know, please let these pastimes
but I'm dega moksha and moksha within bhava. I don't want any other boon, but
yeah.
Manasavarasham.
That your pastimes ever be enacted in my heart.
Gopala Bala.
So, the other, you know, sacrifice is the sake of sacrifice. I guess it's a pious activity.
Well, even in Gita, we have sacrifice in the mode of ignorance, passion, mm-hmm. and goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I think
70 or 18. They have all those. So there, but Krishna took care of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
He explained it. Adhanam dhamam ityā, manyase tamasāsataha. Those who are in mode of ignorance, they don't know what is to be done, not to be done. They don't know what is religion, not religion at all. They have no clue. So Krishna is already described. I mean, yeah, in 12th chapter is the best for those who are trying to, you know, do something, you know, then he says, well, if you can't do this, you can do it. But generally he's giving, yeah, say, okay, you're doing yajna, but then guess what? It's in the mode of ignorance. Or katvam la yavani, you're eating, but you're eating very hot food, you're eating very salty food, or but guess what? That's mode of ignorance, passion. Then he gives what is the standard David Vidya Guru Pratya Pujanam Chochamar. Worship the Brahmins. So he always gives the best, he gives passionate gives ignorance. What does it say about the ignorant? They don't have any nidralasya. Always conquered by ignorance and sleep. And they always do. If someone is suffering, I'm very happy. That is it. They do yogi to destroy others. Right? Hiranyakashipu is that before. Some prophet talks about some guys worship Hitler so they can destroy other people. Because they know Hitler was very good at this, killing people. So I want to kill people, I should worship Hitler. So they know that much. And Vrikasura, he wanted to crack open everybody's head and anyone he touched. So he wanted to immediately start to chase Lord Shiva. Of course, it's funny. I mean, sure, Shiva could destroy him, but it's very nice, funny. Leela. At least for me, I think. And more funny is when Krishna comes and says, wait, test it out on your head. You think this guy, Shiva, he's not giving any real boon. Test it out on your head, buddy. But he's so charming, he did it. Oh, you cute little guy, maybe he's right. Penny. What does it say also in the 16th chapter? They do some Nama Yajnas. Hey, what's the rest of this one? They
out of pride. Out of pride.
Out of pride, yeah. And it, you know, then they do it only in name only, that's all. Just see, I did this. But, anything else?
Can that idea carry over even for ourselves?
Yeah, yeah. So. I only studied that so I can learn how to be a demon, 16th chapter. I only see those verses in the Mortal Vignette. But anyway, they're provided. They have the Puranas, you know, in Brahma Vaivarta Purana is mode of passion. So you think, well, there's sometimes this quote about Radha Krishna. I saw that my friend Kusha Prada translated Brahma Vaivarta Purana, but he only did some chapters. So I never had a chance. He died, of course, now, 16 years ago. October was. Anyway, so then later I found online from the 1920s they put a bunch of chapters, you know, there's only four cantos, and only one is Krishna canto. So he had his slokas were from that. And even in that canto, there's 30-something chapters. He only did 6, 7, 8, I think. Then I read that and I saw why, because this really gets wild. Erotic pastimes of Radha Krishna. You can't even imagine. We would never read that. But people read that. Then you say, okay, you read that, buddy, then you're in the mode of passion. Or you will be pretty soon. Anything else? Hare Krishna.